and the changing isn't free. You've read it in the tea leaves and the cracks are on TV. Beware the Savage Show of 1984. They'll spit your pretty cranium and fill it full of air and tell you that you're 80, but rather you...
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Tuesday, January 10th, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have with me, as usual, my Tuesday co-host, Paul in California. Hey, welcome, Paul.
Good morning, Richard. Looking forward to today's show.
As am I, sir, definitely. Because we also have with us, folks, returning special guest, none other than economist extraordinaire, Mr. Jayant Bhandari. Hey, welcome, Jayant.
Thanks very much for having me, Richard and Paul. Good morning.
Yes, it's been a while. Paul?
I was just going to say good morning, Jayant. Glad to have you again, my fellow light-skinned supremacist.
Yes, I didn't try to book you over the holidays. I didn't know how busy you would be. I know you do a lot of traveling, and there was a lot of upset to people's traveling plans. I figured I'd just, not make further complications trying to get you to pencil in an RBN interview. But I don't know. Hope you...
It's always an honor talking with you, Richard.
Oh, thank you. No, it's good to hear, for sure. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
I would like to start by getting your feedback from some of the articles I sent you. Quite a few were economic, and that is your specialty. Of course, here in the U.S., we have a lot of major tax bill increases. In every way, we're going to be hit harder, and fuel is certainly in various forms among these. But even globally, I mean, everyone is really hurting in the economies, especially the Western world, the non-BRICS nations. And that's perhaps a point we could have you elaborate on. But certainly the amount of money printing starting in 2020 was very excessive, but we did kick the can down the road in 2008. I was looking at one interesting article talking about economic cycles, and this, I guess it looks throughout history, through hundreds of years, just what happens again and again, but particularly in the current era, I suppose. I think of different centuries regarding the collapse of civilizations, and how that has always been repeated. If you go back and look at how historians have, and also trace that to racial disillusion, watering down, basically. I mean, when you conquer a people's, you sort of absorb their genetics gradually, and it makes your culture decline, was the explanation. But as far as the economic cycles, I mean, are you a believer in this theory?
Well, Richard, we are really going through a very bad phase, and I don't see a way to emerge out of it very easily. If you look at countries in the Middle East, which have historically had zero percent taxes, have now come up with about 3-5% sales tax. Now, that is a very low sales tax, but once you have infrastructure set up to tax people, all you have to do is to change the number 3 to number 10 or number 15 in the future. So unfortunately, even the Middle East, which has historically kept taxes to minimal, has started to go up. Now, Singapore used to have a 7% sales tax until the end of last year. This year they increased it to 8%, and early next year they are increasing it to 9%. Now, these are the countries in UAE, Bahrain, Singapore, Hong Kong are among the best run governments economically, because they want to tax their citizens in a minimal way, and they want to provide minimal welfare services because of the simple reason that governments are not responsible for welfare. Welfare is the job of the temples and the churches and the mosques. But unfortunately, because of the way wokeism is spreading around the world, taxes are going up everywhere. Now, the worst, the Western world is in a much worse shape than East Asian countries are. And what you see is a very high level of inflation everywhere in the Western world. Now, I have traveled almost nonstop for the last three and four months. Prices everywhere are going very rapidly. The taxes are going up. And irrespective of how much more you earn, you are probably going to get squeezed because your costs of living are going up higher.
Well, Paul, would you like to comment or remark on a point Giant made?
I certainly wouldn't mind at all. You know, this topic of taxes, I mean, it could be more than just one complete show, probably several, but the concepts are so simple, and I'm sure that Giant will be able to relate immediately to, you know, these ideas. I'm sure, you know, he's familiar with the kind of money system that we have now, the, you know, so-called fractional reserve banking, fiat money. I understood from a fairly early age, as soon as I found out, I believe it was age 27, when I found out the way the money is brought into being as basically as bonded debt, you know, bond, interest-bearing bonds issued by the government, of course, bonds being related to bondage. And I knew there was absolutely no reason for taxes, because if the government was able to create a sovereign nation, was able to create its own money, would have no need to tax its citizens, because the citizens are not the source of money. They're the source of wealth, work, and productivity. Okay, so there's a concept known as actualization of resources, or actualization of a country's resources, and that can be used as some sort of a guide or a measure for the amount of money that's put in circulation to facilitate this economic activity, this actualization of resources. Well, in the same way, taxes on citizens or even sales tax is a complete and total scam, because right now the system is set up. You can forget about such terms as woke or wokeism. It's just the latest, you know, distraction buzzword to take us, take our eyes off the target. Here's the thing. The governments around the world, which of course are just fronts or frontmen for these ultra-wealthy ruling families that have been around for centuries, all they are is the beneficiaries of tax income. And they've been socking it away for a very long period of time. And anybody that ever looks into the CAFR scandal, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports, and looks into the work of such people as Clint Richardson on this, these, even the smaller municipalities, and of course many of the states here in the United States, such as California, Florida, New York, et cetera, they have socked away untold billions and billions of dollars because they do not spend all the money that they take in. Okay, anytime that there's ever a claim to that, and I don't recall hearing a claim, that's a complete and total lie. So just, I know this is a lot to take in, but quickly going to the idea of a sales tax, ridiculous. All a government had to do, if it had an honest money system, is to take a look at the economic activity. I wouldn't have any objection to a government keeping track of sales or sales activity if it was only to take a look at that activity and then use that as a guide to how much money or how much extra money it would need to put in circulation to provide the kind of services and to facilitate the productivity and the distribution of goods and services. This goes back to a very old book that I read a long time ago called Money Manipulation and Social Order by Dennis Fahey, 1943. He was an Irish Catholic priest, and he wrote about the idea, and this is very long-time Catholic teaching, that money should serve a role in its society, and money should be the servant of man and mankind's activity and not the master. And of course, as we know, our masters, who are in the main Jewish, have turned money into an absolute master of us, and we are a servant to them and to money. And it should be the opposite. Money should only serve to facilitate the distribution of goods and services. And in a national socialist country, that's what the aim would be and was under the Germans in National Socialist Germany. Anyway, I know that's a long rant, and I hope somebody got something out of it.
Okay. Yeah, Giant.
Richard, firstly, we don't have money anymore. We have what is called a fiat currency. And I am not at all in favor of the government controlling the money supply. It is not their job. Money should be controlled by the private sector. There is absolutely no reason why the government should control money. Now, if you look at Hong Kong, the fiat currency in Hong Kong is not printed by the government. The fiat currency in Hong Kong is printed by Standard Chartered Bank and HSBC Bank. All they have to do is to keep an equivalent amount of US dollar in reserve. So the government is not actually dependent on providing services using the method of printing fiat currency to provide their services. I'm a libertarian. I think we should aim for reducing the size of governments to zero. As long as we do have the government, we should have kept the taxes extremely low. There is no reason why taxes should be more than 5 to 7% on your income. And that is what you see countries in the Middle East have historically charged. And that is what countries like Hong Kong and Singapore have charged for over a century now. So I think the kind of taxes we pay in the Western world, which are now close to 50%, are absolutely outrageous. And it's just very strange that people don't rebel against it.
And when you referred to wokeism, the first impression I had was that you were mainly referring to the political correct climate pseudoscience, which is dictating so much regarding fuel consumption and different types of energy sources, taxes in every way possible, exploiting this. Really, a denial of actual science from what I've been able to amass. A lot of scientists are, but go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely, Richard. I think when I mention wokeism, I'm not concerned about bread and circuses masses. I'm more concerned about the kind of institutions that we have come to have, and they have become almost completely woke. Bureaucrats in any government office are now all woke people because they have no concept of how wealth is created. They are professional bureaucrats. They have virtually no accountability. They don't really know the cost of the service, the so-called services they provide. So the governments have become very detached from the realities of life. And when I mention wokeism, it is mostly because of the leaders that we have got who are detached from the realities of life. If you look at people like Justin Trudeau, and even Prince Harry of the United Kingdom, these people have never really interacted with the guy on the street, never really participated in wealth-generating life. So they have these utopian fancy ideas about how the world should work. Now, that is perfectly fine as long as these are poets or as long as these are people at the margin of the society. But the problem is that such woke people have come to enjoy control of the Western societies today. They are in leadership positions and they take decisions which are based on fancy ideas. And that's my biggest problem with the leadership today.
And as far as where the influence toward all these policies is really coming from, do you think that people give the World Economic Forum, for example, too much credit today? That is just theater mimicking what these leaders of the corporate world have been persuaded towards through the political correct indoctrination in their universities and what have you.
Yeah, I think it's a culmination of a simplistic thinking process that has set into in the society. And thinking of most people is simplistic anyway. And because of democracy, we have elevated to positions of power people who should never have been elevated. We have business leaders. And, you know, I'm talking also about the corporate leaders. They are not really people who live in the real world. We have created a whole structure of in which incompetent, unaccountable, simplistic thinking people have risen up in power. That has happened in governments. That is what World Economic Forum is like. Now, unlike Paul, I don't think there's a conspiracy behind it. I think this had to happen because we have democracy in which bread and circus masses who don't think much about the future are the people who vote on the basis of emotions, and those are the emotions which result into precipitation of leaders that we have in our institutions and in our governments.
Well, with all due respect, they're completely incorrect. Voting, I don't really think matters most anywhere. I mean, I could be shown examples in countries, for example, but I mean, you look at what's going on in Brazil. It's clear that the will of the people there was thwarted or stolen, just like here. You'll never convince me that Trudeau in Canada is legitimately the elected leader. So the idea that, you know, people are misguided in their thinking and they somehow vote in these woke people is completely mistaken, in my opinion. Things indeed are orchestrated from behind the scenes by probably much fewer people than we believe. There couldn't be any clearer example of that than COVID. The whole COVID operation, and that's what it was, an op, was worldwide. And almost every single country, with few exceptions, marched in tune to these various virus fear-mongering practices, mask-wearing, pushing the vaccine, even, of course, Russia. And our noble leader, Putin, who's supposedly fighting the New World Order, he has, vaccines as well as laws against anti-Semitism. So I think, unfortunately, I wish it was true, but I think, unfortunately, things are much more controlled and we are in a much deeper hole than people would like to really wrap their mind around.
Well, okay, well, we're on the first commercial break, so yeah, well, perhaps we can continue this dialogue between you gentlemen on the other side. Certainly would like to circle back to the just economic implications toward the future, but I'd say I'm on the fence, you know, as far as there are a lot of these agendas going on. You both make some excellent points. I think most would agree. But I believe the music should be rolling in. There it is. We'll be right back.
Cool. And I have a question right after the break.
Little piece of you. A little piece in me. Will die.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
What I see with old eyes, and every time I turn around another dies. Think about this, these looks could kill. Vision's blood, we're going to war sometimes, but I'm walking on my own. We dream of familiar places. Visions black and blue and warm sometimes, but I'm walking on my own.
And we are back, folks. Beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey, here with my Tuesday co-host, Paul in California, and our special returning guest, Jayant Bhandari. And Paul, you said you wanted to open the segment with a question to pose to Jayant.
Yeah, no, this is a quick one. So, Jayant, are you familiar with the book titled The Law by Frederick Bastiat?
Yeah, a fabulous book. I've read it a long time back, Paul.
Great. Yes, it is. It forms the basis for a lot of, libertarian sort of thinking, as well as my own. Of course, there's a lot of problems with libertarianism, so to speak, and view of the power structure and control in the world. But yeah, great book. I also recommend the book I mentioned to you earlier, which I think you really should wrap your mind around, called Money Manipulation and Social Order by Dennis Fahey. I'll contact Richard and give him the links if you want. And there's along mm-hmm. the same line, there's another one called The Money Creators by Gertrude Coogan. That was in the 1930s, I believe. And then there was another one along very similar lines called The Modern Idolatry. I believe that was by Jeffrey Marks. But all of these things sort of form my thinking about money, economic activity, taxes, et cetera. So there's a lot of things I do agree with you on, and some things that I don't. I mean, the source of money has to be from somewhere, right? So if it is indeed from private banks, then there needs to be competing currencies. This actually has occurred before and was not a bad thing. And of course, these competing currencies would need to be very tightly regulated by a government. But we just simply cannot go on under the current system because it's going to lead to all the bad things that it's already shown to have done.
Yes, and Paul, I think the situation is actually going to get far worse. There is nothing redeeming about the current system. I don't even think we, as I said, I don't even think we have money anymore. What we have is fiat currency. The reason when I say that the system has gone woke, that actually makes the situation far worse than most people think. I think if there were a conspiracy behind it, the situation would have been controllable. But the situation is uncontrollable because we have a woke system. We have a system of people who don't really understand what is happening in the world, and they are the people running the world today.
Well, that could include many things, of course. I mean, there's the anti-white agenda, which includes an anti-meritocracy sort of mantra. And I mentioned the climate agenda, pandemics. Go ahead, Paul.
No, I was just going to say, I was going to give my two-cent definition of woke. I think we can divide this concept of woke to at least two categories. One would be economic, and the other would be social and cultural norms. So on the one that we're talking about, which is the economic, and governmental, all I think really woke is just the acceleration of destruction. Okay, these people are just accelerationists of the complete and total breakdown and destruction. And it goes hand in hand with the cultural and societal norms. They're obviously related.
Okay, but right now a lot of people on the left are being persuaded to identify with cultural Marxism. Well, Marxism, communism as a philosophy. Wouldn't you agree with that, Giant?
Yes and no, Richard. The people who claim to be Marxists today haven't really read Marxism.
Exactly.
All they do is that they use a photograph of Marx or Lenin, and they operate through sound bites and memes. These people, I doubt if they have even read an article on communism. If you go back to the thinking of the communists of the early 19th century, early 20th century, you will realize that those communists would have actually very rapidly culled what are now known as woke people. The National Socialists, Nazis, and social communists were extremely negative about people that we now brand as wokes. So the woke people are not communists or socialists in any way. They are ultra left, in my view. They are far worse than communists ever were. Communists got a few things right. You had to work. You did not get free money in Russia, USSR, or in China. You had to work. You were told to work. Now, these people, the woke people, just don't want to work. They want to sit at home, do charity using other people's money, and they have grand utopian views on how the world should be run. So these are, the woke people are far, far worse than communists and socialists were. And to understand that, all you have to do is to look at the comparison between what were communist countries, let's say USSR, and the third world countries in Africa, and you can see that communist countries actually did a lot better than what I actually also call woke countries that are the third world countries.
Hey, well, we'll be right back after the bottom of the hour break. Stick around, folks.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with my Tuesday co-host, Paul in California, and our special guest, Jayant Bhandari. Let's go to the phones. First, we have Jay in California. Hey, welcome, Jay. How you doing today? Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I had a question for Jayant. Sorry, I'm out of breath. At the gym. So he made a statement that he doesn't believe there's a group controlling all this, and then he said that he doesn't think government should be controlling money. But government doesn't control money. I mean, our whole system is owned by a separate corporation, owned by Jews. And it's all, he kind of nullified his whole point, because a small couple families created the whole system we're on. It's not government run. That's how we got in this problem. I wanted to hear his comments on that. Secondly, I wanted to ask Paul if he agrees with the kind of sovereign citizen movement, where you undo yourself from the 14th Amendment by writing to the Secretary of State, and if he believes that that's a viable option, and if that's, you know, if that's what really happened, we were created into federal citizens and all that.
I'll quickly take that one and then hand it over to Giant. So both yes and no, sort of. And if you're familiar with Roger Sales and what okay, yeah, I agree with that for the most part. It's not the ultimate solution. Of course, the ultimate solution is to retake power, to remove those in power, the people that are currently in power over us, to remove them somehow, some way, so that we can, you know, maximize our own freedom and potential. But yeah, I'm in sympathy with those movements and those thoughts, yes.
Okay, thank you.
And Giant?
Yeah, so Jay, I completely agree that we have rulers, and we have rulers to the extent that our citizenry is asleep. To the extent the citizens wake up, the size of the government tends to go down, and the kind of leadership we get improves. So that is how I look at who the rulers are and what kind of rulers we get. They are a direct product of the kind of people we have. Look at a country like Canada. About 65% of Canadians vote for the leftist parties, which is a much higher number than there is a vote for leftist parties in the USA. So if you combine the three or four major leftist parties, the Quebecois Libre, NDP, and the Liberal Party, which is in command in Canada, if you add up all these votes, they add up to about 65% of the vote. I think that the governments are going to get more woke in their operations as time goes by. But that's not the question you asked. You asked whether there are certain kind of people who rule the world. Yes, they do, but they are a function of the kind of citizenry and how our institutions are formed, which is through a democratic system.
I understand that, and I agree, except the same people that are doing this are also brainwashing everybody. So in a way, it's sort of like tricking someone to thinking they're buying healthy fruit, and you poisoned it. I mean, the consumer is buyer beware, but the fault lies on the evil person who tricked people. So they're brainwashing the masses.
But Jay, I completely agree with you. There is no shortage of evil people. What we have to do is to create systems that evil people don't come to get places of leadership. What we have done is...
then you have to do what Hitler did. That's what you do.
Just for the moment here, I'll just interject this, Giant. You know, that statement in and of itself, we have to create systems so that evil people don't get positions of power. That's a very tall order. But go on.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have an awakened population to enable reduction of bad people from gaining positions of power. There are evil people all over the world. The more people wake up, the more they understand the emotional manipulations that psychopaths implement on the society. At the end of the day, you have evil people everywhere on the planet. To the extent Idi Amin is not elected in position of power in America, does not mean that there are no Idi Amin kind of people in America. It just means that people in the U.S. are awake enough that they don't give positions of power to people like those. But we are very likely to get to places like those eventually.
Let me just quickly interject on those points, these points here, as brief as I can, and taking up taking the baton from Jay here. So Jay made the precise point about the fact that we are being deliberately engineered dysgenically. Okay, there's no doubt about the fact. And if you go out and you interact with the average person in public, including those who work in retail jobs and government, you will find a very, very low IQ, many cases functionally illiterate. In many cases can't do basic math. This is not by accident. This is by design. And the same thing is happening genetically, biologically. And you go all the way back to the fluoridation of water, to what Jay was mentioning also with a couple of the other things in terms of food and nutrition. You know, the food pyramid that they came out with starting back in the 60s and the 70s, which was deliberately wrong, deliberately designed to promote poor nutrition, and on and on. So the fact of the matter, to count on citizens waking up and somehow rectifying itself goes against, in my opinion, probably thousands, but certainly hundreds of years of history, which what that teaches us, if you look carefully, is that the strong rule, the most ruthless end up ruling. So if people are not prepared to be strong and to be ruthless in their rule, then we're going to get ruled by somebody else who is more devious, more diabolical, more wicked. And I think that's what our current situation is, and I don't really think it can be denied.
Giant?
Yeah, I, as I said, the rulers that we have want to dumb down people. They want to control these people. They want to hook these people to drugs, bad food. They want to implement dysgenics, and I don't disagree with that at all. The thing is that the people who should be in positions of leadership in the Western world have given away their positions to low IQ people, and they have implemented that through democracy. They have enabled, the best people in the Western world haven't really gone away. They are still there, except that they are no longer in positions of power.
Just sorry for the interruption, but this is a perfect point to interject the fact this is why the National Socialists were so contemptuous of democracy, and why many people today are contemptuous of democracy, because it's the tool that we're ruled by. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, me too, and that's why I say the problem is democracy. The evil people are always going to be there. The bread and circus masses are incapable of differentiating between good people and psychopaths. For emotional bread and circus masses, psychopaths look like very compassionate and tolerant people. And that is why democracy has enabled those kind of people to come into positions of power.
Well, we should go to the next caller. Go ahead, Paul.
I just want to quickly add to that thought. Not that so much they're incapable of differentiating between psychopaths, but when we're given a choice between psychopath A and psychopath B, then it doesn't matter how good we are at differentiating. So thanks for that. Go ahead, take the caller.
Well, thank you for your call, Jay. I hope that answered elaborately.
Yeah, I have more, but we'll get it into another time. I'll share the mic. Thank you, fellas. Bye.
Thank you, sir. Jay.
We have Dan in Washington, who's been patiently on hold. Hey, welcome, Dan. Hey, thank you for calling. Hey. How you doing today? What's on your mind?
I called about the BRICS system, what he thought. The last caller had a really good point there. I mean, I think constitutionally, the government... the thing is, when your government controls the currency, theoretically, that means the people control the currency more. But if you have a private cartel of bankers, then they just control everything from behind the scenes, you know, including who gets elected, who gets funded, who runs the media. And that's why our system's so dangerous. That's another thing about libertarianism. They're good at pointing out the problems, but their solutions are really no different than what we have. You know, basically what do you think about the BRICS system? I mean, it's kind of related to the last call, because the BRICS system is designed for where countries share, instead of, you know, international bankers controlling the currency, the BRICS system is designed for as an exchange of goods. You know, so if Russia, you know, needs tennis shoes and India needs wheat for food, then they basically, it's more of an exchange of products and services. So I think that takes a lot of these bankers' control out of everything. But what is your guess? That was my question. Do you think the BRICS system, I know India is part of it, is that that's going to be the future, I think, especially if there's a collapse in America?
Sorry, and Dan, can you explain to me what BRICS, you're talking about BRICS countries here, or what is BRICS system?
That's the Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. It's basically a way countries can trade outside the U.S. dollar.
Yeah, but no, I don't think, Dan, there's any system that enables these countries to operate outside the U.S. dollar right now. These countries are certainly negotiating with each other to use currencies of each other for their own transactions. But, you know, the U.S. dollar will continue to dominate the world for many years to come. U.S. dollar is a very imperfect currency, but it is still by far the best currency on the planet. And you can see it by the fact that for the last 10, 15 years, U.S. dollar has actually improved because, you know, the new currency that came into existence, the euro, is a very dangerous currency at the moment. It has been a dangerous currency since its inception. These countries, you know, India, China, they fight with each other. They backstab each other all the time. So they can't really sit on a table to negotiate an agreement among themselves. So I don't really think that their attempt to form a currency outside the Western system is going to work out very well in the near term.
Okay, yeah, I guess we'll see, because that seems to be what's happening now with the sanctions.
One thing I would like to propose, see if you agree with it, Giant. I mean, is perhaps the largest factor, and perhaps this is a stupid, obvious question, but I mean, is the largest factor which maintains that strength and confidence everyone has in the dollar, the military-industrial complex, our military presence worldwide, and also the psychological propaganda that's out in the media constantly, that's pro-America on all factors?
Yeah, absolutely, Richard. But also remember, the U.S. is still probably the best country on the planet. If you live in the U.S., you see all the flaws in the U.S. I'm currently based in the U.S. I see all the flaws. But compared to a lot of what happens outside the U.S., it is still a very free country, a very good country.
So
although, again, the U.S. dollar is a fiat currency, it's a very flawed currency, and I completely agree, military-industrial complex is a big part of the reason why the U.S. dollar floats. But at the same time, it's the most it's a great economy, it's a great society compared to others.
That's a good point, Richard, because, you know, when they set up the Federal Reserve, immediately you had World War One, and then you had the National Socialists, the Axis powers, that basically wanted to set up kind of a BRIC currency. But you see the people in charge that run the U.S. dollar are just willing to murder millions of people. It's not because they're more moral. It's because, you know, if you look at what happened to Gaddafi or, you know, these other people with Russia right now, with Hitler, with, you know, all these people were trying to just set up better currency systems or systems that they would have more of a voice. But America just ruthlessly kills people, basically. The Rothschild family that runs America, you know, they're willing to have World War III right now just to destroy Russia or China. So anyway, but you have a good point. I agree with a lot of what you're saying, so thanks for taking the call.
Well, Richard, right, if I may, I completely agree. America interferes in the world, and it creates it interferes very negatively. Its influence In some of the countries, particularly like Libya and Iraq and Afghanistan, has been negative for those societies. But just for a second, imagine if Iran or Uganda had a similar kind of military power that the U.S. has. The world would have been in a terrible, terrible shape. So again, I come back to the same thing that America does. American government is in no way a representative of Western civilization. It's a woke government, and I see it as an evil part of the Western society. But at the same time, it is still a much better government than the kind of governments you have in many, many other countries.
Yeah, those are real quick before I hang up.
I was going to hang up. That's another good point.
Well, we have the music. We have the music, Dan.
Thanks. All right. Well, thanks for taking the call. All right.
Appreciate it. All right, we'll be right back with the final segment.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
I'm an old sweet drum. You raise my hopes and you raise the odds. You tell me that I dream too much. Now I'm serving time in disillusionment. I don't believe you anymore. I don't believe. I don't believe you anymore. I don't believe you.
And we are back for the final segment, Beyond the Official Narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey with Tuesday co-host Paul in California and guest Giant Bhandari. And please, folks, do support the station. We have all the donate options on the donate page at republicbroadcasting.org. Keep free speech alive. We really do need your help to maintain this. Paul, you had a response to the points that were just made.
Well, you know, there's just a lot of fair points made all around. You know, I would liken talk about the fact that, you know, that there are so many good aspects to, quote, Western civilization and, you know, to what we have done and what we do and, you know, the dollar. It's sort of akin to the fact that, you know, you're living in a house, for example, and, you know, you're grateful for a place to live and, you know, the good things that work. But, you know, would you change it if you had more money to remodel and, you know, to do other things? You know, we're kind of always torn between the world as it is with all its flaws versus, you know, the ideal and what we would all want or hope for if it was possible. You know, this is the thing. And in many cases, these people are deliberately keeping from us what it is we could be and could achieve. And I would just say in closing, there's so many topics we're covered today, and I wish we had more time. But I think that we have to get back to not just the National Socialist, but what thinkers and philosophers have verbalized before, is that money has to be tied to work and productivity, you know, to production. And, of course, now money is tied to nothing, as Giant has said, and essentially those skilled in the manipulation of money are ruling us and not those skilled in basically raising the standard of living for everyone. And that's what the National Socialists were keen on, is to promote work and productivity and to very extremely limit essentially wealth and income from non-work-related machinations. So a little bit of a mouthful, but thanks for the time.
Yes, we only have about a minute left. Giant, if you'd like to make some final points.
I think we have an agreement with Paul on this. Governments and the fiat currency system seriously destroys our productive capacities. We also have to remember that given the fact that American people are a lot more awake than people elsewhere in the world, their governments are much more restricted than people elsewhere in the world are. In many parts of the world, governments can pretty much do anything. They can kill people. They can imprison people for their life. They can print whatever they want. And as India did, they just simply demonetized its currency, which meant that whatever currency bills you had became useless.
Well, thanks so much. As always, it was a pleasure. And we'll have to not allow such a gap between interviews, Giant.
Great. Thanks very much, Richard.
And everyone, go to Giant's website, giantbhandari.com, and you can contact him there as well. But and thank you, Paul. Always a pleasure as well, sir. Well, folks, please, again, support the station and keep the canary in the coal mine of free speech, which is Republic Broadcasting Network, alive and well. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.